many of the pioneers had a double experience in pioneering. After all their hardships in Missouri and Ohio and Illinois, and after finally getting settled at last in Salt Lake, many were called to sell their new homes and farms and move and settle outlying areas. There's more than a little honest complaining in the next song as the writer left his, quote, house and garden, unquote, to settle in southern Utah's Dixie. The song is entitled Once I Lived in Cottonwood, and it gives more than a glimpse of the honest feelings of the writer. He is not a happy camper. Once I lived in Cottonwood and owned a little farm, but I was called to Dixie, which gave me much alarm. To raise the corn and cotton, I right away must go. But the reason that they sent me, I'm sure I do not know. I have yoked old Jim and Bolly up, all for to make a start. To leave my house and garden, it almost broke my heart. We moved away quite slowly, and often looked behind. For the sands and rocks of Dixie kept running through my mind. At length we reached the Black Ridge, where I broke my wagon down. I could not find a carpenter, we were 20 miles from town. So with this clumsy cedar pole, I fixed an awkward slide. My wagon pulled so heavy then, that Betsy could not ride. While Betsy was a-walkin', I told her to take care. When all upon a sudden, she struck a prickly pear. Then she began to blubber out as loud as she could bawl. If I were back in Cottonwood, I would not come at all. And next we got to Washington, where we stayed a little while, to see if April showers would make the verdure smile. But oh, I was mistaken, and so we went away. For the red hills of November looked just the same in May. I feel so sad and lonely now, there's nothing here to cheer, except prophetic sermons, which we very often hear. They'll hand them out by the dozens and prove them by the book. But I'd rather have some roasting here to stay at home and cook. I feel so weak and hungry now, I think I'm nearly dead. 7 weeks Sunday since I've tasted bread. On carrot tops and lucerne greens we have enough to eat. But I'd rather change my diet off for buckwheat cakes and meat. Wagon sold for sorghum seed to make a little bread. And poor old Jim and Bolly long, long ago are dead. There's only me and Betsy left to hoe the cotton tree. May heaven help the Dixieite wherever he may be. Tough time.